Canada and the United States have reached a workaround deal in a dispute over the popular Nexus Trusted Traveler program. The dispute over Nexus, you may all remember this, which allows citizens in Canada and the United States to cross the joint border more quickly. Well, it's generated a huge backlog, 300,000 applicants waiting in the queue to get their applications approved. Canada and the U.S. remain at odds over legal protection for U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers who worked in Nexus offices here in Canada. Now, the Americans want some protection for them, as it's guaranteed in the U.S. for pre-clearance officers at Canadian land crossings and at airports under a 2019 agreement. Now, the Canadian officials do say that it's not, the deal itself is not a final resolution, but a makeshift effort to speed up application processing. Joining me now to talk a little bit about the Nexus program is Robert McDowell. He's the founder of Pivot Travel, which is an affiliate of Fair Connect. Robert, thank you for joining us.
Hey, great to be here today, Jess.
So first of all, your thoughts just on this news. It doesn't look like it's a final deal, but looks like they've got something that is, as I said, is a bit makeshift. But your thoughts on what the announcement today?
I mean, it's better to have some movement on this rather than the full yard. They really have to move on this file, and they have for some time. So it's good to see that they're paying a bit more attention to it.
Now, my understanding is, right now, I think President Joe Biden and Prime Minister Trudeau will be speaking in the next few minutes on a variety of issues as they are meeting with the Mexican leader. I understand that Nexus will be part of that conversation. But the process right now, the key part of that application process, to my understanding, there's two interviews, one by Canada Customs officials and one by an American customs officer that have to be completed for the Nexus card. So in regards to what we're hearing right now, it looks like you'd have to go to the border crossing, to the airport to have this conversation then?
Actually, the airport Nexus office has been closed for quite some time. Since before COVID, and it still has a reopened. If you go to the U.S. section, you'll see it's kind of this sad ghost of a shell of a Nexus office. So, yeah, the holdup seems to be the security that the U.S. Border guards are insisting upon that we have, or the fact that they should be able to carry weapons as they can in the States.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems to be the real sticking point here. So whether they divide the interviews, which they're talking about, so they have the Canadian one in Canada, and then you actually have to go down to the border or go past security clearance at YVR to get it there, that's to be seen.
Yeah, they did talk, I mean, one of the pre-clearance areas, of course, is YVR and many other major cities, major airports across this country. And like you said, it would likely be you going to the airport and potentially going to a land border crossing in the U.S. to do so. Correct me if I'm wrong here. I know it's a program administered jointly, but by far the biggest users of Nexus are actually Canadians.
80% of the almost 2 million people use Nexus, and 80% of those are Canadians. So yeah, that it's definitely popular with Canada, and it's really something that Canadians are benefiting from.
Why has it gotten to this point? And why have we allowed it? Because if it's 80% of us, 80% of the program are Canadians, why have we collectively and our government allowed it to get here in your assessment?
I mean, essentially, it is run by the Americans, so they do have quite a hold on this in terms of the security clearances Canadians have to get. So, and with COVID and with the shutdown of these offices anyways and personal interviews, it's just created this huge backlog. And now not only the 300,000, but every year, because it's only a five-year membership, every year you have another 400,000 people that need to renew their membership. So, you know, we're talking about, just trying to catch up with, you saw the passport mess over the COVID break and the trying to catch up with the passports. This is a whole nother side of that.
Mm-hmm. How long do you think it's going to take before we get through all of this in your mind in regards to the backlog?
Well, I mean, the nice thing is they do give a bit of a grace period. So people as long as you apply to renew your card, your Nexus card before it expires, they do give you a grace period. And that's started at 6 months, that went up to 2 years. Now it's about a year, but they're not really specifying that. So you can still use that, apparently, as long as you've applied and you're waiting for the answer for your renewal. So, yeah, it's going to be a while yet. I would imagine it would be another year or a year and a half. It depends on how many of these centers and how much of a backlog they can catch up with. I know that a lot of people are getting interviews waived, so they are getting renewals at least They're getting approvals, and they're just, the Nexus cards, happily for them, they just show up in their mailbox.
Oh, wow. So in regards to just if you feel something's coming up very soon, or if you at that anniversary level, time, a year or less, you should just get the application and just do not wait. It may take a year, but just get it started as soon as possible.
There's no way you should wait much longer. You can apply a year before your card expires, so I would certainly suggest you do that. Take advantage of that. There's no question that a friend had applied before COVID. He just got his card now. So he applied before March 2020. It showed up in the mail. He had thought it'd been lost. It showed up last week.
Oh, wow. So, well, that is good news. But, and we're going to hear Prime Minister Trudeau, I understand, has just gotten up, and hopefully they'll get to a question. We'll keep following this story throughout the program. But thank you for your time today, and fingers crossed that you get all of this dealt. Thanks so much, Robert.
Exactly. Thank you. Thanks, Jess.
All right.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.